It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. You might want to change your password on your Yahoo account. I mean, you should periodically anyway, but now especially because hackers were able to grab and post online over 450,000 logins and passwords from Yahoo. The data dump revealed that over 2,200 people used sequential numbers for passwords. Don't. They're easy to hack. Here's our musical montage of bad passwords.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, don't use any of those. Also, hundreds of people use the password password. I don't know what to say anymore. Ouya is a video game console that hasn't yet been built. When it is, unlike the Xbox or the Wii, anyone will be able to build games for it without paying Microsoft or Nintendo. Ouya will cost $99, and at least part of each game will be free. Kyle Orland writes about gaming for Ars Technica.
It's the chance for independent developers to get onto the TV in the living room rather than be trapped on phones or PCs as they have been in the past. From a gamer's point of view, there's the hope they'll see the sorts of games that big evil companies like Microsoft won't let onto their systems.
To fund Ouya, the inventors recently posted the project on the crowdsourcing site Kickstarter.com, where people can donate to projects they'd like to see finished. And it was a huge hit. The goal for Ouya was $950,000 in 30 days. Well, $1 million was raised in 8 hours. They've now raised over $4 million. So why, out of hundreds of Kickstarter projects, did Ouya become all the rage? Glenn Fleischman is a tech journalist writing a book about Kickstarter.
Kickstarter is a place where people come to fund things that they want to make happen. And when you look at something like this, an open console, a device that people can program for without the restrictions that are placed upon a lot of the gaming systems out there today, that checks a lot of boxes for a lot of people.
What do all the hugely successful projects have in common?
There's a cool factor on a lot of them. But you look at where the money's going, it's where the audience is. It's where people already are looking to find something, and then this thing materializes, and they say, look, for a small amount of money, maybe even cheaper than the ultimate street price, we're going to give you this cool thing, and you can be part of making it come into existence.
I remember when Kickstarter was largely a platform by which your cousin's terrible band could record a terrible CD. What shifted that has made this thing so much more big league than it used to be?
One is that Kickstarter has a much higher profile, as does crowdfunding as a more general topic. People are comfortable being a patron for a project. And the second is it's the result of success. There are now many thousands of completed projects at Kickstarter, some of them for hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars that have come into fruition, and those get written about as well.
Is it a level playing field, though? I mean, I'm talking about Ouya because so many other people have spent money on Ouya, and it's a legit story, but this may lead to more money going to Ouya, and there's probably a bunch of other projects that can barely get noticed.
Yeah, it's absolutely the same power law conversion that you have with everything else on the internet, is that some things get an inordinate amount of attention, and the more attention they get, the more attention they get. It sort of goes exponential at the top. And Kickstarter and some of the other crowdfunding sites, they support viral marketing. That is, once something becomes popular, they're there to take in that huge flow of money and people and traffic, where if you were building this on your own, you might not build a website that was fully capable of dealing with that.
That's Glenn Fleischman. His book about Kickstarter is being funded on Kickstarter. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.